podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Talks Gamers podcast. My name is Simo. Today I'm joined by Jed. Hello, Jed.
Hi, mate. You all right?
Very well, mate. How are you?
All good. Thank you, mate. All good.
Lovely stuff. We've got some football to talk about, as usual. I think we're going to talk about the relegation race, mate, because, well, Burnley's won fucking three games in a row, and Everton currently sit in the fucking drop zone, mate. It's a bit of a mad one.
It's exciting, is what it is. It's more exciting to me than the title race at the moment. I think I'm more invested in who's going down. Not just because I support a championship team, but because Liverpool and Man City, they've been at it for years now. It's boring. I want to see Everton, a big club. I want to see them get dragged in.
Everybody wants to see a big club go down. I think it's just one of the things. It's, you know, it's naturally everybody's rooting for little Burnley. Although I will say, I don't really want this douseless Burnley. I'm not a fan of this place, even though they're winning and playing much better football.
It's just
much more
Burnley,
attractive football.
it's just not Burnley.
Mate, they're passing forward along the floor. I was like, wait a minute here.
I'm really shocked because, like we were saying the other day, like, it's a Big Sam job. It's nailed on for Big Sam. And apparently he's in the running for the job.
Mate, they shouldn't give anybody that job. Don't give anybody that job. One free and a bounce.
He's not going to get it. Ben Mee's going to have to be a player manager.
Mate.
I mean, I'm also on board with that.
I'm on board with that, yeah.
But only if he subs himself on and off, like, every week.
Ben Mee's manager. Tarko is the assistant. And it's...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Then
Ashley Barnes is a physio. Might as well.
He'd do some this sort of what, security work, is, actually, you know. He's a bit nasty bastard old Ashley Barnes, isn't he?
This is what the Premier League needs, though. See, we don't need Everton. You know,
we don't need managers.
Everton are boring. Yeah, we don't need managers. Yeah, no. That would be what an interesting experiment that would be if you just removed all managers and just let
just left it up to the players.
Themselves.
Yeah. I think Liverpool have got like a Jordan Henderson and a James Milner. What team would be in the most trouble? I tell you what team would be in the most trouble. Arsenal would be pretty rudderless. You know, who's stepping up?
I think Spurs would struggle.
Harry Kane. Sir Harry Kane that can do no wrong would take the reins, wouldn't he?
Not if he wants it. He wouldn't. You know,
he'd immediately sell himself to Man City.
He'd be handing in a transfer request to himself. Yeah. I don't know. You know, Leeds might have done better than this season potentially. We're not going to play Marcelo Bielsa's way when we're getting dicked by Liverpool. We're a bit more defensive. Yeah.
I'm not going to run our tits off every single week. Some crazy Argentinian man shouting at me all day, every day. It's getting tiring. There must be some contrast going from like Marcelo Bielsa, who is, you know, 100% a Raven lunatic. I love the man to death. I'm a huge, huge fan of Marcelo Bielsa, but it's 100% a Raven lunatic to pretty much Ted Lasso. And it's just Ted any American manager.
Ted Lasso,
yeah, exactly.
I love Ted Lasso. It's a great program. I'd happily be managed by Ted Lasso.
I'm sure they're enjoying it. Looking at the relegation race, they are very close to being properly. They are not far. They've not got much wiggle room.
Leeds ideally need a result against Palace tonight, which is not, you know, going to be easy. It's much easier said than done, really. Going away to Palace and winning at the minute.
Leeds are on not bad form. Three wins in our last five. A loss and a draw in there as well. Is there not? They just. I don't know how they found themselves there. I mean, I thought they were kind of.
Well, they've sort of been down there all season.
Or maybe it's the advancement of Burnley's kind of dragged them into this, isn't it?
I think that's what it is. Yeah, it's Burnley climbing out of the relegation zone has made you realise, you know, that the gaps can close quite quickly.
And
as it stands, obviously, Leeds are only 4 points off safety now, or four points clear. Of Everton, and Everton have a game in hand. It's very interesting.
By the way, Burnley haven't won the last three. They've won the last two and drawn one of them. So, but still,
yeah, still good.
Superb form. Yeah, still three wins in the last five, which is
it's still very much all to play for. Do you know what? I'm going to whisper it quietly, but I'd love it if Villa got sucked in as well. That would make it really interesting. But I don't think that'll happen though.
They punched a draw there, didn't they? And other than that, they were about, if they lost that game, it'd have been five losses and a bounce for old Aston Villa, which is...
It's not the time, is it?
It seemed as if it was getting... There was a big turnaround under Steven Gerrard, wasn't there? It was like, you know, a brand of football that was quite, you know, quite nice brand of football, and things seemed to be going well. And I don't know what happened.
Things just dropped off
the rails.
Yeah, it's really not the time to be sliding down the table. Or not.
No, it's really not. Oh, Burnley are going.
They're not at this rate. You know, if you ain't got 40 points, you're not safe.
No.
Because there's still 5-6 games left to play. There's still a lot to play for. We could see it go down right down to the wire. And like I said at the beginning, that for me is much more exciting than Manchester City and Liverpool just winning.
Who have Everton got left to play? Right. So Everton, that game in hand that Everton have got on Burnley will be played at Chelsea, by the looks of things.
I think that's this weekend.
That's this weekend coming. In fact, that game of hand, when will that game of hand come?
I think it's one of their midweeks that's been sandwiched in, so they've got one on like a Thursday night, at the end of the season.
It's Crystal Palace.
Their last game of the season is away at Arsenal, which obviously is going to be a difficult game for them. You're looking at Burnley. Burnley are at home to Newcastle on the last day. So again, potentially could be difficult. I think that is Everton's game in hand, is that Palace one. I'm not 100%. They may have caught up by then. I don't know, to be fair.
They've got six games left to play, and it's Chelsea, Leicester, Watford, Brentford, Palace, and then Arsenal on a final day.
Leeds have got some difficult games as well. You know, Leeds have still got to play Man City. This weekend, they've got Man City at home. They've got Arsenal the weekend after, Chelsea in the week after that.
I'm actually slightly hopeful for that Man City game. That I just need a draw. That's all I need, because Leeds haven't lost in four, which is good form. I don't know. that's what I was thinking of.
Leeds have had a resurgence
and they're still kind of... Yeah, we'll see how they go. They got absolutely smashed. I like the Erez Palace. Two losses on the road for... Patrick Vieira's Palace in the last two games. So
I do as well. The table is really like not telling the story of their season very well, is it? Because I think they've actually been good to watch quite a lot so far, but they're only on 37 points at the minute. They haven't hit the 40. I quite like that team as well that Vieira's put together there. I think he stays there and builds that up for the next couple of years.
I think he's a great manager. I honestly do. I think the way he carries himself, the way he's kind of turned these players around and the sort of football he's trying to play, it's not massively conservative. It's quite exciting football, but it's not totally reckless. You know what I mean? I'm a big fan of him. Big fan. I think he's good. I think he's really going to be a top manager, you know?
Yeah, potentially. Yeah, he's got all the makings of it, hasn't he?
Yeah. For me, Watford and Norwich are beyond lost.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Watford again.
That'll be confirmed within the next couple of games.
Yeah. So Watford need like an absolute miracle. They need to like win all their games and then
they need everyone else to lose as well.
That's
the problem. That's like both for both teams. They need to win all their games. And they also need everyone else to drop points. It's beyond hope, really, isn't it?
What happens to the bigger name players at Everton if they go down? What happens to Richarlison?
He goes. Like, it's simple as it. Like, I think probably
they get the parachute payment, right? But I think Richarlison's on quite a decent salary.
They get relegated. They lose half of that squad. We were talking about. I think me and Billy were talking about this the other night. We were saying the likes of Richarlison go. I think Pickford probably goes. Allen goes. Doucouré. Like half the team will leave. Obviously, they're not going to keep hold of Van der Beek. I don't think Dele Alli would stay in the Championship. Like, they're going to need a massive, massive overhaul. Even potentially Anthony Gordon, he's looking promising. He could go somewhere. It would be really interesting to see what happens. That's why I wanted to see what happens at Everton. And like Billy said the other day as well, it's not a case of they're going to bounce straight back. The Championship is a crazy league. It's often very tight. It's very
constant
difficult.
As well. It's just both game, you know?
It's
a hard old league. You know, there's a lot to be said for your Fulhams and your Norwiches that can, even Bournemouth to an extent, that kind of, they know that league and they know what needs to be done and the players that are required to do well in that league. Fulham do a really good job of, like, you know, Tom Kearney's always one of, or Mitrovic is always one of, like, you know, these players that are just too good for the Championship but not quite there for the Premier League.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although I'm looking at, I think this is the third time Mitrovic is going to be in the Premier League. He was obviously at Newcastle, went to Fulham. He had a decent season with Fulham, but then he went down, then he came back up and he was playing on one leg.
He'll score 6 goals next year and that's it, really.
I think he might have hit 10.
That's ambitious. Yeah, maybe a hat-trick against someone. Yeah.
Yeah. He'll score the ball in bunches. He'll score three hat-tricks in a penalty
or something. Somebody will triple-captain him on the Fantasy League as well. It always happens.
Yeah.
But every time someone scores a hat-trick in the Premier League, somebody has triple-captained them. It's like, it'll be like a random midfielder or something. And you're like, why are you triple-captaining them? Like, how is that happening? Yeah, that would definitely happen.
King hat-trick that happened a wee while ago.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, who's doing that? Who's doing that? Honestly, I think it's a fix. It's got to be a fix, mate.
Making it's it all up a as fix. They go along.
I'm looking at, you know, Calvert-Lewin, for example. He ain't staying in the Championship if Everton go down. No chance. Because teams will come in for him and buy him.
I think Everton
aren't going to turn the money down on it.
Calvert-Lewin still has a little credit in the bank because Southgate actually still holds Calvert-Lewin in pretty high regard in terms of that sort of third, fourth choice striker. So he still has a little bit of credit in the bank. Dele Alli, for me, has lost all credit. You know, couldn't do it at Spurs. Can't get in this extremely poor Everton side. I don't know a side in this league that would go ahead and take a Dele Alli. Especially
if he wants to stay in London,
then maybe a manager like Patrick Vieira could turn him around. You know?
I do think a team that comes up from the Championship would take him, like a Fulham or someone like that, though. I think
Fulham would be daft enough to do it.
That would be the move. Yeah, exactly. Fulham would bank on Dele Alli being a good signing for them. Mm. And he'd probably have the odd good game as well. I don't see him staying in the Championship, though. Certainly not past the end of the summer transfer window anyway.
Go abroad. Got an easier league.
Yeah, it could do. There's plenty of options. I mean, half the Everton squad, like I say, I think will potentially leave if they go down. And there are some good players there as well. You know, even at the defence, like Yerry Mina, for example. Like a lower level Premier League team would snap him up.
The centre backs, I think, would be in a pretty high demand. Even Michael Keane, who's not had a very strong season, is still English, so he helps towards registration, and he is a competent defender. So one of those, like, you know, like, it made sense for Villa to go ahead get Chambers, really good for registration reasons, and he does a job in that back line. I think a lot of teams in the league would probably look at Michael Keane and think, you know what, as a sort of third or fourth choice centre back, I don't know if we could do much better than that.
Brighton or Southampton or someone like that.
They're the teams I had in mind, Brighton, we're a back three with Potter. And amongst sort of Duncan and who else is there? Veltman, Shane Duffy on the odd occasion. Do you remember when Shane Duffy came back from injury and just
went on a scoring spree?
Yeah, turned into Puyol for a few games.
That was good times near the beginning of the season.
I mean, who else leaves that side?
Oh, mate, like half of the team, I think. Half the team. I don't see Pickford staying there. Like, I just think somebody will come in for him. Someone like potentially Holgate, Godfrey, John Joe Kenny, they're potentially getting moves to Premier League teams.
Godfrey, a little bit underrated for me.
Damari Gray, Iwobi. Like, none of them will want to stay, will they, if they're in the Championship?
Iwobi can play anywhere. He's like through the middle on the wing, at the centre of midfield. He's on the wing back.
It won't be. I'll end up at Roma.
The only place I've not seen a Wobbe play for Everton's in a centre back position. Honestly, he's played everywhere else.
Honestly, he'll end up at Roma or someone like that, won't he?
Like, oh, just play for Jose.
Yeah, play for Jose.
Yeah.
That's nailed on. Yeah, it would be one of those that does go abroad. I think if it happens.
Mm.
But it's just like in terms of who they then bring in. I think they then reinvest all that money and just hoover up all the good talent in the Championship, and use the fact that they're a big club to do it.
They'll probably still pay the best wages.
Yeah, you know.
What's a big Championship wage?
Oh, honestly.
Like if a player's in a Championship, he's like a solid Championship player. What is he getting?
To be honest, I'm not 100% sure because it's very much more like a Premier League wage now.
Really?
I wouldn't say anything above like 60 grand a week. Essentially, but if you're talking like teams like Middlesbrough and that who've got the money, they'll pay players 40 grand a week, etc., to play there, and they'll bank it on getting in the Premier League, like you say. So I know that our highest paid player is on something like 10 grand a week. I believe, but I'm not, I don't really look into the finance side of it.
Better than a boot in the balls, mate.
I'd rather it be like that than overspend and end up like Derby.
You're playing a dangerous game, mate, because if it doesn't work out and you don't reach that Premier League status, you just end up with a club in ruin, don't you?
We're seeing it happen.
You end up
now,
with a Derby, at like points deduction, you're going down, that's what happens.
Reading got fined points this year for financial mismanagement and stuff like that as well, so it's happening to a fair few.
There's a lot of those Everton players that are on way above 60 grand a week.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They'd have to either take massive pay cuts or just find a new club.
Do you think they put relegation clauses in the contract? I don't even think they would, because I don't even think those players would. I don't even think it's something they would really consider.
I doubt it, yeah. Potentially the ones they've signed in January, but that's at a push, because I don't think they will have ever been considering that they'd go down. But
I don't think Solomon Rondon's breaking the bank. I think he's paid well, but I don't think he's breaking the bank.
I think it's interesting. It's an interesting question to ask whether Frank Lampard would stay if Everton go down. I think he's got to go.
He's played a shocker. He's doing worse than Rafa.
I think he would.
He's doing worse than a bad Rafa. Than like Rafa not hitting the heights he was supposed to. Frank's playing worse football as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think Frank, he tells himself he wants to stay and get them back up, and that's what he tells the media. But he gets sacked, because ultimately he's failed. So you can't take
not just failed. I mean, it was
underperforming.
Was he brought in to avoid relegation? Is that what he was brought in for? Or was it just to stabilize the ship?
I think they thought he would take them up the table because they were sort of bottom half. They were looking like they would continue to be threatened by relegation if they kept Rafa, I think. But I think if they had kept him, like, they may be in a better position now. But you can look at ifs and maybes forever, can't you?
Butts and coconuts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Who knows? Who knows what would have happened? But either way, there's massive problems.
I mean,
there,
you see, who knows? But we know exactly what would have happened. Rafa Benitez would not have got relegated. I think we can all say that with some confidence. I would bet my house on that, mate. Like, if it was just hypothetically, would Rafa Benitez get relegated if he was given the entire season with Everton? I'd bet my house on it. It doesn't. 100%.
Well, I don't know, because it seemed like he didn't really have the support of the players there. The fans hated him. It was just everything was bad, wasn't it? So who knows? It's amazing how they can go from having Ancelotti 1 year to being going down the next year. It's crazy.
Do you think Ancelotti's got one eye on this, thinking, oh, sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah, 100%. He's like, oh, remember when we had James Rodriguez? So, yeah.
Dele Alli. Oh, is there a more underwhelming replacement? I love watching James Rodriguez in the Premier League, by the way.
Silky.
Silky. The man that doesn't run. No, he's like a walking footballer. It's great. But he's like, his passing range is just amazing, you know? Big fan of James.
He was great.
Wonder what he's up to now. Surely he's played in some league that's like professional walking football, isn't it? It's got to be.
Did he not go and follow Ancelotti?
No, he's not at Real Madrid. He was at Real Madrid before. I think he was at Real Madrid with Carlo Ancelotti, to be honest.
I don't know where he is now, to be honest.
Whatever he is, I'm sure he's happy. I'm sure he's
happier anyway.
Should we talk about the top of the table?
Oh, go on then. Yeah, it's boring.
It's boring for you. It's quite anxiety.
No, do you know what? It is actually quite an exciting title race.
It is, to be fair. It's going down the wire.
It's a two-horse race that no one was expecting, you know, 3 or 4 months ago. I think everyone thought Man City would just walk it up, myself included, actually. They had quite a big gap. Nobody really saw them dropping points, and they have. And Liverpool have just
capitalised.
Constantly just picking up points, closing the gap. And now it does literally, you know, there's a point in it. So... somebody, as I said before, I think somebody has to drop points. I can't see both sides winning all their remaining games. I don't know. I just think that fate will work that way. Somebody like, Man City have got to play Newcastle. Like Newcastle will trip them up. Like Joe Linton will go and get a leg.
Yeah, Joe Linton in the midfield just dominating.
or Liverpool might slip up. You know, Liverpool have still got to play Chelsea away. Yeah, that could be a game where they drop points.
Chelsea, man.
Yeah, that could be a game where you drop points and then that's it, it's over.
Listen, we'll see. I think it will still go down to the wire. Do you know what I mean?
Like, out-pressed by it hasn't hurt at all. You've got to play Southampton. Yeah, like something like that will happen.
You just hope that Southampton are on the beach that day, you know? I think now that they've hit that 40 points, mate, I honestly think.
Ralph is like...
Hearing seagulls and boats going by when he's on the touchline. He's like, get me to the end of this fucking season, man. I've done my job.
Just constantly just like eating ice lollies on the sideline. Just getting ready. Someone pass me a fab.
He's got a beach towel over one shoulder. Yeah. A bucket. I saw a bucket with a spade in it.
Swimming trunks and flip-flops on the side.
Anyway, let's talk about the race for top four. Let's finish up the race for top four. Arsenal,
that was
huge win.
Chat on the title race, by the way.
I don't think we can go into in depth. I think when one team slips up, but until then, I think it's just we just let it tick away, and then we'll come back in and make it as if we've predicted it.
Is there European football this week? I think there is, isn't there? That'd be more exciting for us.
I don't know. Today.
Champions League semi-final first legs this week. Tomorrow and Wednesday. So
yeah,
that would be more interesting. I think the title race at the minute.
Yeah, Liverpool got Villarreal.
Evening.
Hopefully. Big news in the race for top four. I think Man United are out of it. They are they're 6 points off top four with only 4 games left to play.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone. And they really needed to go and beat Arsenal to keep pushing on for it, you know. And it was always going to be a bit of a long shot because their form has just been, you know, so poor. But yeah, Arsenal really did the job. I think they did a really, really solid job on United. I mean, some people will point at some decisions. I mean, I think Arsenal were the better team on the day. I think it was a right result. But that puts Tottenham, they drew with Brentford, so that puts them 2 points off top four. They will still believe that they're in the race for it.
Oh yeah,
and the 2 points can be made up in the remaining 5 games. So
5 games, yeah, that's you know, potentially one game. All you need is Arsenal to lose. And then you just go win your game and that's it, you've overtook them. So yeah, it's more than doable for Spurs. And I think Conte will be absolutely hammering those players, because if he doesn't get top four, it's a high chance he might just walk out. So,
why are you all so shit?
Honestly, it could happen. It could genuinely happen.
Have you ever, like, I don't think I can recall a more inconsistent side than the Spurs.
No.
Honestly, like, they're either, you know, prime sort of superb free-flowing counter-attacking football that's just, you know, beautifully held up by Kane. Son's making runs that are just insane. You know, the passing's great. Or it's just like, it looks like these players have never played together.
Yeah, you know, exactly. I think this is my prediction for what happens, which I've just thought of right now. Arsenal get top four, Spurs miss out, Conte walks, and Poch comes home because PSG hate him because he hasn't won the Champions League, even though he's just absolutely pissed the league. I think that happens. That's my bet.
Right.
And that'll happen over the summer and it'll be, oh, Poch is back. Yeah, big
Poch
story.
Will come back and realise all his friends are gone. You know, where is Jan Vertonghen? Where's fucking
Jan Vertonghen?
Where is fucking Alderweireld? Where are these players?
Where's Moussa Dembele gone? What's happened?
Where the fuck is Sissoko? Where is he?
I got him on a long-term contract. What's going on?
Is Danny Rose gone yet? Oh, that's okay.
I'd love it if he just tempts. I'd just love it if he tempts all the PSG players. Come as a Messi. Yeah, come on.
Come on, get a Spurs shot on.
Yeah, come play in the Conference League.
Yeah, come on. You play next to Harry Winks. Oh, dear me. I think that's going to do us for today, mate. I think we'll go watch the football. We'll be back tomorrow. I think we'll preview some Champions League tomorrow, and we'll talk about the Monday night football as well tomorrow. We're back with these daily episodes. We miss a day there and there, but, you know, pretty much daily.
Pretty much.
Yeah, we're only human.
Really human.
So they say. Anyway, that's going to do us, mate. Thank you very much for joining me, Jed.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much for the listeners for tuning in. We appreciate it. Cheers, bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.